Bigfoot's coming.
What is that?
Enjoy it.
Why does it sound like Bigfoot has a swagger?
Because that's what's going down.
What is happening here?
Bigfoot's coming. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. If you haven't heard yet, politics has hit a whole new low in Virginia because a woman who is running for office named Leslie Cockburn, she actually, she's Olivia Wilde's mom, random side note.
That is strange.
Yep.
Okay.
Her opponent is a guy by the name of Denver Riggleman, and she accused him of having a Bigfoot fetish. And
now
being,
that is an American name. You better come up with something to tear him down, Denver Riggleman.
Right. She says that he has written Bigfoot erotica, which is kind of true. He wrote a book called The Mating Habits of Bigfoot.
Wait a minute. What?
Yep.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, no. It's. I mean, she's saying it, which is kind of really interesting, but the fact is that it's true.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 100% true. So Raven and I were thinking about it because we were like, you know what? He's into
the
Bigfoot.
The mating habits of Bigfoot.
Yep. He's into thinking about like all the things that Bigfoot does in his private time.
Right.
But Raven and I read creature erotica all the time. We love creature erotica. That's what we do in our spare time around here.
Private time.
Yep.
Is there anything different for Bigfoot?
Uh-huh.
Let's be honest. He just cherishes his time alone.
So Raven and I decided that we would grab a couple of our favorite creature erotica books that we keep lying around the studio for our downtime when we're bored. And we would read you the back covers so you could know what kind of creature erotica we're into.
Are you going to start? Are you ready to go?
Yeah. So here we go. This is one that I really enjoyed last week. It's called Loch Ness Monster Erotica.
All right.
And the back cover reads, "Hidden in the depths of the Scottish Highlands was a monster named Nessie. He hid his distorted face and freakishly long neck from the world, but his loin longed to find a soulmate that would enjoy his long, slimy body. Then a storm came in, and it brought her."
Woo!
Here she is.
Oh. The magic dragon lived by the sea.
Puff the magic dragon was her name. And she and her tricks were just that, magic. And that's where the story begins. It's creature erotica.
You got real problems.
What? I enjoyed that book. It was a New York Times bestseller.
Well, mine's a little bit more upbeat, actually, if you will. Would you like to hear my song?
Yeah, which?
Here's my story. This one's called Marcy Melonhead Goes to Prom. This one is more of a local story, if you will. So I want you to put you in the mindset of Marcy Melonhead headed to prom right now. And here's how the back cover reads. The lights, the crowd, the music. Marcy never thought she'd be this close to the quiet Connecticut town of Milford, but love can make you do crazy things. An obsession is its own beast that must be fed. That's something Marcy knew about. She had fed a lot. She wasn't proud of it, but she had. Tonight she was here for Jake. Not that he knew she existed or even watching him hungrily through the trees when he walked through the nearby woods, but she had been. And tonight the masquerade prom had been too big of an opportunity to miss. One way or another, she would have him. She wasn't quite sure what would happen when she got Jake cornered, but when she got excited like that, that's when the teeth came out.
Oh, man.
And when she was very, very, very excited, that's when the beast within fed again.
Oh.
Whatever did happen, chances are it was going to be messy.
Okay.
Look out, Jake!
I mean, we always
Look out, bro.
We always hear about the Melonheads here in Connecticut. Little did we know that they're also part of creature erotica.
Right, and they love the prom.
Yeah, they do love prom.
Right.
And eating poor people like Jake.
Well, be careful, Jake.
Right. We're going to have more of our creature erotica coming up just because this is our favorite thing ever.
Bigfoot's coming, gonna get you, gonna get you. Bigfoot's coming, so you better watch out.
Better watch out, Raymond.
I just love that there is a song about Bigfoot coming for you.
Right. Bigfoot is coming. If you haven't heard this story that's been trending all over the place, it's happening down in Virginia. Political opponents are at each other's throats, and one of the opponents has accused the other of having a Bigfoot fetish, and I quote, says is into Bigfoot erotica, which is actually somewhat true because he wrote a book called The Mating Habits of Bigfoot.
I mean, who even comes up with something like that?
Well,
I'm so confused by this.
But the thing is that Raven and I actually, we pretend like we've never heard of, like this kind of Bigfoot erotica. But the truth is, Raven and I are really into creature erotica.
Listen, we get sent a lot of books here at the station. Yeah. And it's our duty to go ahead and look them over. If you've taken the time to send us something, we will take the time to look at it.
Right. So what we've done is we've gathered a few of our favorite creature erotica books.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to read you the back covers. Now, this is one that I really enjoyed.
What's this selection here?
This is When Jaws Met His Match.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the back cover reads, a ruthless man-eating psychopath armed with razor-sharp teeth lurked beneath the surface. But was he really just misunderstood in the need of kindness and a gentle rub? When she swam by with a toss of her fin, she was fearless. She was sexy. Who was she?
And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder.
That's right. Her name was Flipper. Her scent of cod and mackerel made Jaws feel things he had never felt before in his shark loin. And when she casually asked if he wanted to hold on to her dorsal fin for a ride, he knew he'd never eat a person again. This is their story. I mean, it was a great book. It, you know, it had a lot of twists and turns I didn't see coming.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I really did think that my stuff was going to be bluer than yours, but it hasn't been.
Oh, all right. You clearly didn't read 50 Shades of Bigfoot like I did.
I guess not. All right. This one is called Wolfman Goes to the Groomer.
Oh.
Wolfman Goes to the Groomer, okay. If you would, please. Thank you very much.
Creature erotica.
I was breathless with anticipation. I got sweaty just thinking about Tuesdays. That's when we would meet. At first, when they got together, I was nervous, fearful even. But after some ground rules were set, she had me trying things I never thought I would. Like in front of a crowded room of both our types.
Oh.
Once I even urinated and she didn't make a big deal out of it, she actually soothed me.
Oh.
I never thought I could be worth that after the way my last master treated me the way they did. But she knew how to make me feel like a real canine man-child. On all fours, with the hairdryer growing and my nails being ground down, the line between who was the master and who was the submissive blurred. And in the end, the only way anybody knew the difference was from the complimentary bandana with the salon's logo on it.
Oh, wow. That is some good creature erotica.
I mean, that's hot.
I don't know what this lady is talking about. What's the big deal about her opponent writing Bigfoot erotica? I mean, I feel like everybody writes it, don't they?
I mean, they should be. Yeah. And if not, you should certainly be reading it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Coming up next, how to survive Disney World at 6 months pregnant. I need all the help I can get right here on Starz.
And Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.